Well, what a great day for us here at Paul Bunyan Broadcasting. We get to be the place where everybody finds out how the United Way campaign went this year. Normally they have a banquet. It's COVID time. Can't have banquets. So Danae Alamano said, can I come in? And we said, of course you can come in. Welcome, Danae.
Thank you so much.
So today we're about to reveal how your campaign went. Let's talk about a few things prior to that. It was an odd year.
It was.
And you had some new creative ways to try to raise some money. Tell us about how it all played out in 2021. It was 2020.
It was 2020.
Yes, 2020.
I think everyone had an odd year, but yes, from revamping even just the way we do our allocations to our partner agencies, having hundreds of thousand dollars to allocate out in a thorough, thoughtful way. We had to be really creative with virtual meetings and tours and all sorts of things. But the cabinet did a great job with that last spring when everything hit, to moving into the campaign and trying to revamp our events. Obviously, there was no chili cook-off or wine and beer tasting this year, but we were able to be creative thanks to your help with a fishing tournament this last year that went really well. We thought creatively about Restaurant Week. You know, that's been up and down for the restaurants, but at the time we got to have Restaurant Week with a twist and have people try to get out to the restaurants rather than having the restaurants give to us. We went through, you know, we have lots of businesses that do workplace campaigns and usually invite me in and have all these materials that we give out. And we figured out ways to do that all virtually through our website, which was also a lot of work on the staff's part, but it went really well. So on top of that, we had filled lots of gaps and did a lot of different things with food drops at the Sanford Center, to our Thanksgiving meals still being successful thanks to Lukens Village Foods stepping up and helping us out. Gifts of Hope. We had two rounds of Gifts of Hope. It was a busy 2020.
And yet, despite all that extra work you had to do because there was so much that the community needed this year, you found a way to have a campaign anyway.
We did. You know, our goal was $525,000, which is where we were, what we raised last year, because we thought, you know, can we really lower a goal when our job is to meet needs and the needs of the community is growing? But we also didn't want to think we could do a lot more than you know, what the community could provide. So our goal was $525,000 this year.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out in a little bit if we made that goal or not.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some other things you want to make sure we get covered. So I'll let you just take it away.
Thank you. Yeah, I have a few businesses that, you know, we have businesses that meet different criteria and they get recognized for their generosity and not even just corporately, but also allowing employees to do payroll deductions, doing internal fundraisers at their workplaces. And all of that is in a video that'll be going on social media later. But I get to pick a few different businesses that kind of went above and beyond to help United Way and help our community with what it needed. And I'm very happy to present you, Kev, with one of those awards. Our Executive Director Award is given to businesses who show up. They meet needs in different ways. And we are so grateful to the radio station for always saying yes. I call and you're like, yep, of course. You even said it just earlier in this interview. Of course you can come in. But you get it, too. You understand that whether it's us information sharing about United Way's phone number 211, or it's an event that's going to raise funds for our community right here locally, you get it. And I know you've been a part of our investment cabinet, so you know the agencies that we get to support, too. And we are very grateful to the radio station and to you, Kev, for all of your help.
Well, thank you for that. I do appreciate it. But I will also note that when I ask James, or when I ask Larissa to do something, or Todd can get her on Chatabout, or Tom and Scott on the morning shows, Dave, whoever I ask, it's like always yes. So
that's awesome.
It's a team effort.
We're so, so grateful to the whole team. So thank you very much. So you are one of those businesses that I love that I get to do this live with you. But then also Innovative Office Solutions has helped us in in really quiet ways. It would be things that people don't know about. But did you know that in 2020 there was a box shortage? In the nationwide box shortage.
Well, yeah, everybody's ordering, so that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, doesn't it? I know. But the complication it caused us, you know, we're feeding about 650 kids every Friday with weekend food packs, and those have to be boxed in a certain size box to fit on a certain size pallet and to be sent out to all of the schools in the area. And our food bank was out of boxes. So Innovative not only donated all the boxes they had on hand, but helped us figure out how to order more with the shortage happening. So that's one example of a small, quiet thing they did, but it meant the world to 600 kids that weekend, 650 of them. They've hauled all kinds of things for us, from Coats for Community to holiday gifts for kids. They're another one that just always says yes. And anytime we're in a pinch this year, they stepped up and helped us out.
Congratulations to Innovative Office Solutions.
Yes. And then we have our final award is the Axe Award. It's a traveling trophy award given to a business, again, just exemplifying how they can help us. And that was the Sanford Center this year. Man, did they help us from donating the building to do Backpack Buddies food packing when you can only have 10 people in a room at a time, to be able to use that big ballroom for days and days because, you know, events weren't happening there, which is too bad. But it really benefited, again, those kids in our Backpack Buddies program. We did our Holiday Gifts for Kids program still through their parking lot, but all the gifts were inside and organized in there. They helped us with food drops every time we've done one. I wish I knew how many we did, but I do know that they helped us distribute 250,000 pounds of food to the Bemidji community for free. So again, one of those places that they just said yes every time. And I don't think we would have been able to figure out a different alternative to Backpack Buddies if it wasn't for them or our holiday gifts for kids. We wouldn't have had the space with the regulations happening. So we're really grateful to Sanford Center.
Congratulations to Tiffany and the crew at Sanford Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So normally about this time, we'd be wrapping up a nice lunch mm-hmm. or dinner, and you would tell us what happened in the 2020 campaign.
Yes.
So I guess some people might be wrapping up breakfast as they're listening, mm-hmm. so let's find out.
So drum roll, please.
Yes.
So with a goal of $525,000, our community raised $554,273 for the campaign for the community.
Wow. Shot past it by what? Almost $30,000?
Yeah. Unbelievable community that we live in. The whole theme this year was because of you, and I mean it. If we didn't have the community support through the emergency fund that we also ran that has nothing to do with the campaign, that was another $175,000. We are really grateful, and our partner agencies are more than grateful for all the support.
I think hearing that number, and you know, you throw in the emergency fund that I didn't even think about. you know, we live in a world that seems to be out of control at times.
Mm-hmm.
If you look around what we did as neighbors and friends,
mm-hmm.
or neighbors and friends we don't even know, that's a good thing.
It's a really good thing.
It's a thing we need to talk about more.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot wrong in Bemidji or going wrong or whatever, but I have to stop and be really proud of the Bemidji community because it's all, we don't receive state and federal funding. This is all from Bemidji.
So once again, the goal was $525,000, and our actual amount for the campaign was?
$554,273.
Way to go, Bemidji.
Mm-hmm.
Danae, thank you for taking time and sharing with us today. Thanks for letting us be the sounding board for the community this year.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.